All right, today I'm joined by Diane Foy, who is a PR and marketing coach for actors and musicians, and also the host of the podcast. What's the podcast called again?
Sing, Dance, Act, Thrive podcast,
where you interview a whole host of different people and really get some insights about their journeys and what makes a successful artist, which feels like a really good launching point, I think, for this chat today. From your experience and the people you've spoken with, what are some of the key through lines? You know, what do you see as making an artist successful, or their version of success for them? Is there any kind of crossovers?
The main theme is consistency and building a solid foundation for your career. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of why I started the podcast, because like I knew how to coach artists to be successful, but I wanted to them to hear it from those already doing it. Mm-hmm. So by interviewing known or successful musicians and actors and dancers, and hearing their story, because I want to hear their whole journey, and including the ups and downs along the way, the struggles along the way, and to hear that, you know, sometimes even they're still struggling, you know, and what they did to get there. And over, they're saying the same thing as I coach on, is you need a solid foundation. So basically it's that, you know, if you don't have the solid foundation, you know, it's hard to keep going when obstacles come up. And if you have a setback without the foundation, you go right to the beginning again. You're kind of starting all over again. So when by foundation, I mean taking your time to really figure out what you want and why you want it. Those are really key points here. Is like sometimes artists are chasing the wrong dreams. Maybe it doesn't align with what they ultimately want or their core values. So I really stress like figuring that out first, and I walk artists through that and just get really clear on where do you see your life in 10 years, in 5 years. And then with goal setting, reverse engineering that and putting a plan in place in order to achieve it. And so really figuring out your story, you know, what parts of your story is unique, and just really being authentic. You know, a lot of times artists are avoiding the words PR, marketing, branding, because it could feel false. But I'm all about authentic. So branding, you know, you are a brand. That's just promoting who you really are. And it's not putting on a persona.
But there's all that work to do before that, right? Like, I think a lot of times, sometimes people feel like they have to do all of that busy work without doing the foundational work first.
Yeah.
And then it's like spaghetti slinging. You don't really have sort of a through message of just who you are authentically when you're communicating with the world. So a lot of this sounds like the work is mindset based. And I guess that sort of feeds into your experience also from a coaching perspective. And I don't mean marketing and PR coaching, but more from also the sort of, yes, mindset side of things.
Yeah, it starts there.
What do you say to actors or musicians who come to you that don't maybe have that work done yet, and they don't even know where to start? Because sometimes that can seem like, so, you know, as an actor, you get into it sometimes to escape being yourself, or that's what you think at first.
Yeah.
How do you help people sort of navigate that journey back to self to then come out authentically the other side with all the PR and marketing goodness?
I think it's about imagining that future. Like, what do you really want? Okay, I can get you there, but we got to start here. Sure. And so that could be maybe the motivation is, you know, because most of the artists, they've tried, that you've tried to do it on your own. You've tried to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. You take courses and you listen to experts and you try and do it all yourself, and you throw stuff out on social media. Oh, I'm supposed to do social media, so I'll do it. Oh, I'm not really getting any results, so I'm going to, like, it's a waste of time. Yeah, it's a waste of time. I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find excuses to not do it because it didn't work for them. And cats. Do you hear anything rattling?
I didn't hear that, but.
Okay, good.
I'll edit something in to make it sound like there was cats, though, for sure.
Yeah, okay. yeah, so it's starting there. It's all about your goals. Like, if you know what you want, there is a process. And I even created a roadmap. It's a free resource on my website, singdanceactthrive.com/freebie. And it's a 6-phase roadmap that I coach artists through, but the free resource kind of gives you the guideline, gives you the roadmap. These are the phases, and probably left on your own, you're going to want to jump to phase 5 or 6. Like, and again, that's why I did it, because I spent 16 years as a publicist, and musicians and actors come to me because they have a single to promote. They have, you know, a lot of times it's their acting agent that says, you need a publicist, go get a publicist, because I need you to be more known so that I can get you auditions. And, but then they're not ready for a publicist. They don't have their stuff together, you know?
So that's interesting to me. Can we pull on that thread about what ready means, right? Like, does that mean they've got a certain number of singles or credits that you can play with? Or is it they're not ready? Even. Yeah, is it they're not ready from a more ethereal perspective?
Yeah, it's the foundation.
Yeah, okay.
Because, well, speaking just as a publicist, okay, so you come to me, I need a publicist, but you don't have really a consistent brand. Your bio is pretty generic, you know, so-and-so wanted to be an actor, blah, blah, blah. Like, really facts, boring. You don't have social media activity. Your photos, you have some photos, but, you know, it's not professional. And basically, if I'm pitching you to media, the first thing they're going to do is look at your social media.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no activity there, why should they bother? And even casting directors are saying it now too, of like, if two equal actors for the part, but one has a high social media following, they're going with that person. Because at least they'll get more eyes on their project. So same with media. They go to your social media because everything's online right now. If a blog were to spend the time to feature you, they want you to share it on your socials to get traffic back to them.
Sure.
It's a win-win for both. But if you don't have that, they're going to pick the story that does. So it's hard as a publicist to pitch these artists that don't have everything I need to get them stuff. And it's just frustrating for everyone. But I think a lot of artists do that because they think it's the fast track. It's, okay, hire a publicist and they'll get me into all these features. And then I'll start getting more parts and my agent will be happy and et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't work that way. You need to have a story to tell, especially now that there's so much competition.
Which everyone does, but I guess it's taking the time to figure that out for yourself.
Yeah, everyone has a story, everyone has interesting things about them, and it's, you know, go digging deeper. And that is part of the work of the foundation, of really getting to know what are your strengths, what is your personality, what is your image like. You need to have a consistent image, but again, that should be authentic to who you really are. And what you post on social media, what's in your bio, what you post on socials, what you talk about when you go live or on video, it's all just to get to know you and make those connections. So you need to kind of dig deep and really share your authentic self. And then that draws people to you.
Yeah, because I think sometimes people think that when they're branding and putting themselves out there, they have to play a bit of a caricature or a persona, or maybe not even that, but they've kind of got these adjectives that they apply to themselves, and then they think they have to play into sort of certain words as opposed to just kind of letting loose and just being who they are organically.
Yeah.
How can people sort of do the first few steps, though, of trying to discover all those things for themselves? Do you have, I mean, I know you mentioned the freebie there, but beyond that, is it things like regular journaling or just shutting off all of the social media as a distraction and just sitting with your thoughts for a while? Is it not as deep as that? What could people do if they're listening to this, like right now, to just try and go inward a little bit and figure that out?
I think the most important piece is, what is your why? What is your motivation? So I give myself as an example of, okay, why? Why do I do what I do? Because I love arts and entertainment. As, you know, an actor, a musician, they might have like that quick answer for you. Mm-hmm. And they think that's enough. But you got to dig deeper. And so next, why? Why do I love it? And why do I do what I do? Because I want to help musicians and actors succeed. And then why? Because then there'll be more arts and entertainment out in the world, because they get to do what they love to do. We get to enjoy it. I can dig even deeper. Every time I've done this, I've gone even deeper. So, you know, I think artists can change lives with their talent. It's so powerful. And that's another deeper why. And then again, why do I care? Why does that matter to me? Because no matter what's going on in the world, I can escape to the world that musicians and actors create. You know, even as a kid, I would escape to that world. And I was just always loving movies and TV and music and getting into, lost into that world. And then an even deeper why is, I was really shy as a kid. Really, really shy. And I was drawn to performers because they seem so like full of personality. They put themselves out there. They seem fearless. They were so creative in their performing. And I just, because I was so opposite of that, that's why I loved performers. And then even deeper is, they inspire me. They inspire me to be more open with who I am, be more creative, be more fearless. And when you get to that deep level of why I do what I do, it connects with people. And it gives me motivation of why I keep doing it, and why no matter what obstacle comes up, you know, through the years, I've definitely had many times where it's like, oh, okay, I got to go get a real job. I can't do this anymore, you know, but it keeps me going, because really knowing why you do it. So same if you're a musician or actor, take some time and just sit with it and keep revisiting that exercise of why. The exercise is written out in the free resource as well. And just take some time to really sit with that, and just no matter what answer you come up with, ask yourself why and why is that important, and why are you drawn to that? Really get down to it. And it might take a few tries, it might take some, you know, other journaling, maybe, you know, depends on what your thing is. But once you really figure that out, it kind of answers all the other questions that might come up.
Yeah, then people can come to you and start to play ball, because there's a little bit more of a grounding than just, I want to act because it makes me feel good, or I want to, you know, be a musician because it seems cool, which is surface level kind of stuff, which again is okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's, to your point, not going to sustain you when things things have hit the wall and stalled for a while. So I guess when people have that lined up and they then can come to you, you can help them decipher a little bit of what I think for artists is a bit of a landmine terrain with this idea of marketing and self-promotion as well. Do you feel that there are innate barriers that artists seem to have to that? Is it getting better? Has it sort of just been the same throughout? What's your take on their view on the whole PR and marketing side of things?
The main challenge I have on my end is that everyone wants to skip this part. They want to go to the content creation and teach me social media, teach me marketing, teach me this. And unless you know what you're marketing, you're going to just go back to what you've already been doing, is throwing things against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Sure.
There's plenty of other, you know, I think what I offer is a big picture. It's a journey. It's one little step closer to getting you where you want to go and someone to guide you through it. Because I've done that for years, doing everything myself, taking little bits of information that I can find online, going to conferences and trying to figure out how that fits with what I do. And it just takes you so long to figure out. And it takes you sometimes down the wrong path because you know, enough people are telling you, you got to do this. Okay, I'll go do that. But maybe it's not for you. So that's kind of what I love about coaching, because I've experienced that myself by hiring my own coaches. I got like 3 of them now, maybe more. I don't know. You know, because I'm so into it, because they can get me where I want to go faster. It's like they already have the process, like the roadmap. And then you get that personal support to walk you through it. Because, you know, even if I just give you all my materials and you have to figure out yourself, there's no support there. And I can only teach you so much without really getting to know you and really figuring out what is right for you, what path is right for you. Because just because so-and-so did it doesn't mean that that's the path for you.
Yeah, it's like sports, right? It's, you know, there's so many coaches on all these sports teams, but they work with each player individually to make them part of the bigger whole. And yet we don't seem to think that that is something that you would do as an artist or even as an entrepreneur. And I think some of the best ones in all those fields do have coaches or support systems in different categories, because there's clearly stuff that other people know that you're just not going to know. And the internet's great, but it still is going to take time to figure it out by yourself, to your point. So why not speed up the process?
Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses too, you know? And it's, again, taking time to figure that out so that you know what your strengths and weaknesses are.
Sure.
And then again, the mindset, it's like we all have limiting beliefs of what holds us back. Of, you know, you might know what to do. You might already know what you're supposed to be doing, but you don't do it, and figuring out why that is. Why do you procrastinate? Why do you, you know, getting to the deep core of that too.
And then not beating yourself up about it either, and self-perpetuating the cycle. And it is very much that mindset and mental game. Do you feel that people then, I mean, you kind of answer this, when they come to you, they kind of come for the bells and whistles, marketing PR side first, without really realizing the underbelly is really where the work's at?
Even if I give them the roadmap, tell them all these things, they still want to skip to the, let's go to the marketing part. Even if they might even say, like, well, you know, I know why I'm doing this. Okay, yeah, let's get to it. But then when they actually go through these foundation pieces, I've been told it's life-changing, especially that why piece the confidence. I have a whole section on confidence and the things that we go through to, you know, build your confidence and really explore the limiting beliefs and the why and all that stuff. Everyone's gone through the program. They all say that's the most important piece, the most impactful piece, and it's the piece that they all want to skip.
Why do you think that is? And why do you think that that's something that people don't spend enough time trying to uncover for themselves, at least in the West, as far as I know anyway? Do you think there's underlying reasons and causes of that?
Well, the ultimate cause, I think, for a lot of the artists that come to me of, okay, what's holding you back from achieving your goals? And it always comes down to a mix of fear and lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, fear of putting yourself out there, fear of rejection, fear of success, fear, you know, it all comes down to that. And then there's the lack of knowledge. Like, I know social media is important, but I don't get how it works. I've tried it. I've, you know, did the posting every day and didn't get any results. So now quit. I don't want to bother with it. Because everyone wants the fast track, you know, like, especially as an artist, you work so hard on this project and when it's done, you want, let's get it out there. I don't want to wait. For musicians, a lot of times they're like, the second that it's done, they're like, can we get it out? Let's go. And like the industry around them is going, wait, you know, to do a proper release, you need some lead time. You need to have a 6-month plan in order to it not be a waste of just throwing it out there. You know, it's they're eager to get to the promoting part. Mm. Like, they're eager to get to their goals. But if they don't do I've seen it over and over again. If you don't do it and you skip to that part, you're back where you started because you're still throwing things against the wall, figuring out what works. It's a building process. But if you just trust the process, take it. And I'm working on things all the time too. And yes, it's frustrating that, you know, I can't learn it faster. I can't get there faster. But when you break it down, like when you break down your goals and you take that, you know the roadmap, you know where you're going, you know how to get there, and you know what to do, every little step that you take is one step closer to there. So, you know, a year from now, you can look back and go, wow, I've accomplished a lot in a year.
Do you feel like people do that? Do you feel like people look back enough and sort of review those accomplishments, or is it always just looking forward?
Sometimes we need the reminder.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because you're just like, let's go. And it's like, take a moment. You just released your single. Celebrate that. Like, don't be automatically like, okay, and then the next single, and then the next video, and then the next. Enjoy the process.
Because I think it's important to be involved in the business and being involved in this sort of ongoing creation and then promotion of that, however that looks. But if you kind of don't stop to smell the roses, then you, I guess, miss all the stuff that you've been working so hard for, which would be the biggest crime, I guess, of all. And I guess amidst all the business talk, there is that sort of just taking a moment to ground yourself amidst it all and not get too careful. Like, it should be fun, I guess, is where I'm trying to go with this a little bit. Yeah. It shouldn't be a chore. That
I think a lot of us don't even... Like, even if you don't even break down your goals, you just feel like you're always working and not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
But if you break it down, every little check mark is like one step closer. And then you feel like you're accomplishing stuff if you're tracking it, or at least like writing it down, having it in front of you. And then say every month you look back and, okay, where are your numbers at? Where are your social media at? What is your engagement rate? You know, just take the time to do a check-in. Where are you with your goals? Mm-hmm. Did you get done everything that you planned on doing this month? If not, make sure that it's part of your next month's goal and put a plan of action together. You want to be able to know where you want to be in a year, break it down. Okay, you want to be there in a year, break it down for what do you need to do each month to make that happen. And then you do your like 60-day plan. Really break it down to every little thing. And so that every day you have this list of email this person. If you get that specific, then you don't forget to do things. I've started trying to build these habits too, of just even the social media stuff. So now it's on my planner every day. Post on Instagram feed 3 to 5 stories. Post on, you know, check the news and post some stuff on Twitter. Post in your Facebook group. Post wherever, right? And so that you make sure you do that every day.
And I think, so I get from your side, it might, it's not that it's easier to have the content. It's just you know exactly what you're doing and how you're serving your community. And so you know your why, right? But for a lot of actors, even when they maybe know their why, I know for sure that there is that question of, but what do I, like, what do I post? What should I put on there? Especially like Instagram, mm-hmm. Am I just putting pictures of my dog? Is it me when I'm working? But if I'm not working, what do I do? And I think there is that sort of feedback loop that causes people not to do anything because they don't know what you should post. Like, what's the point in some of the cases? What's your view on that? And I guess it's going to vary from person to person, but how should people approach posting on these platforms? What's the content that they should be putting on there?
I have a whole process that I teach and what I do myself, and that tells you all that and provides all that. But I'll give you some tips now of, say, okay, let's talk Instagram. That's kind of where everyone is. And if you set yourself, it's hard to kind of tackle, try not to tackle everything at once. Because if you're not really sure how Instagram works, it's a lot when it's like stories and live and HDTV and reels and feed and I don't want to do any of it.
Sure.
So just stick with the feed. Okay. Try to make posting on the feed a habit. Post 3 times a week. Work your way up to posting every day on the feed. And then when that becomes a habit, then you can move on to stories. Then you can move on to video. Now, what to post? I think I would come up with different categories so that you're not posting the same thing every day. You're not posting the same photos every day. And then also have categories of photo topics. So one category could be behind the scenes. Another one could be about your why. Another one could be just about you. Another one could be personal insight about something. You know, and really incorporate everything that you are, and have things that are not just about your career. If your interests are, show your pets, show your dog, you know, people want to see that. And sometimes that's gets more, interest than, you know,
oh yeah, the pets and babies are the golden goose for those,
yeah,
for those likes, right?
So, but you don't want to be posting your dog every day.
Sure.
Unless you have a whole plan in place to do that. But I would come up with like 7 to 10 categories and photo topics. And then just keep going through them. And so we're coming up with captions for those photos. You know, figure out your topics, then write the little different stories. So behind the scenes, if you're in the studio, you're doing a self-tape, whatever you're doing, take a picture of the setup and tell a little story about what you're doing today. So that's a little bit behind the scenes.
It's basically looking at these channels as sort of a bit of a window into your world momentarily. And I think sometimes the fear is that, especially for actors that are really focused on the craft, they don't want to share all of that stuff because it sort of ruins the illusion, whatever you might want to call it. But you can control it, I suppose, is the thing. Like, you can put out whatever you want to put out. And if you don't want to show your family or your dogs or your pets, you don't have to. You get to curate what's relevant to who you are as a person, but you got to show something.
Yeah. Like, you know, you might not want to show your baby. You might not want to be putting your children on social media as part of your brand. Don't. Pick something else. So if, especially with the Instagram, like when someone first goes to your page, they see maybe 9 photos. So you want to show like a theme of like the 9 different categories. And so they get a picture of who you are and if they follow you, like what they're going to get. And then, you know, they maybe, you know, for me, my additionals are cats and wine.
At the same time or individually?
Sometimes at the same time. No. But like that would be those things that those are part of my brand and I'm owning it, you know? So maybe one out of those 9 photos is going to be a picture of my cat. And one's going to be, okay, it's Friday night. It's 1 o'clock. Let's go. You know, that something that's not always the big, heavy story or, you know, pitching for clients, you know, it's an inside into your life.
And it's storytelling, really, isn't it? Like, I think when you go online and someone just hard sells you at the gate, we all feel that.
Yeah.
The kind of cringe feeling. But obviously, if you kind of give people a bit of a, you know, behind the scenes, this is what you're doing, you know, that's a little softer and people buy into you as the person and the creative, not the desperate person coming out saying, whatever, watch my latest movie or buy my latest single or hire me, please.
Yeah. Even if I'm a fan of someone, I don't follow them. That's all they're posting.
Sure. So is it really more this thing of, you know, people should be trying to just document their journeys on these platforms a little bit?
Yeah. And then also make connections. So don't just post. If someone comments.
Oh, back. Sure. Yeah.
And also make that effort to go find target audience and chat with them on their platform. Go, you know, make sure you're commenting on other people's posts. Find, and that's part of what I coach on too, is figuring out who your ideal audience is. Mm-hmm. You know, you might have 2, because like there's the general public that you want to be a fan of what you do, but then there's the industry side. Are you trying to get an agent? Do you already have an agent and you want to get in with casting directors? Like, have your kind of list of, you know, who is most going to appreciate what you have to offer.
Yeah.
And then make connections with them.
And doing it from a place that's organic, too. Like, not, you know, that, like, schmanky kind of in real life, when we used to be in real life. When people go to networking events, you can tell the people that are just there to swap business cards, as opposed to the ones that really want to build just genuine connections, because that's more exciting. And I guess the same rule applies on the socials.
Yeah. If you have certain people that you really want to connect with, just make a point of going to their page and seeing what they're posting. And don't even think about the sell until way down the line.
Yeah.
You know, just genuine, it's being human. You know, if they're posting something about their dog, oh my god, your dog is so cute. That's enough. And then if they keep seeing you pop up and you start, you know, you're always commenting on their stuff and in genuine ways and you're genuinely interested in them, and you know, eventually they're gonna go, who is this person? And check out your stuff. So that's, it takes more work, but you make more genuine connections. You just go straight to the cell, people are turned off.
It feels gross.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I mean, I think the whole through line of this is really figuring out who the hell you are, which should be the, no matter what you're doing in life, the key thing that you look at, and then just feeling comfortable to branch out onto these different platforms and owning that. I guess if we were to wrap it up here, how would you leave people with sort of a final parting message, if there was one key takeaway beyond the why, because we've established that's more than just a takeaway, what would you say is the most important thing, maybe for the times we're in now, if you want to make it super relevant to weird COVID era, if there's anything specific?
Well, now's the time. Like, if there was ever not a time, you know, it's like everyone's online. So use this time to build your profile online and take the time to learn. It's, you know, you have to know more than your craft. I'm sure you all spend a ton of time on your craft. You know, you read every book, you take every class, you practice and rehearse and, you know, all this time, money, energy into your craft. Put that equal amount into learning the business of your craft and the marketing of it.
And they're two separate things, aren't they? Because the business of your craft is one thing, but marketing is sort of it's part of it, but it's a separate subset of the business.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes people just assume marketing and business are one and the same, but the way the music business and the acting business operate have similarities, but also big distinctions.
Yeah, you're an entrepreneur.
Ooh, so people get scared by that.
I know. But
it's true.
If
that's true.
This is what you want to do for your life and you want to make a living at it, you're a business. Figure it out. Like, there's lots of resources. There's lots of free resources. Or, you know, try and, you know, even learn as much as you can on your own with the free resources. And then even more so, you'll be ready to like hire a coach that will get you through it, that will help you figure it out, the business and the marketing. And it's all about relationships. So a lot of what I coach on is that, how do you build relationships with your target audience? Where do you find them? What do you say to them? Communication, all that stuff. When it comes to the business part of it, of like, you know, your finances and stuff, I'm not the coach for that.
Right.
Yeah. So there's, you know, there's other people that will, you know, help you with the actual business part of it. But the promotion, communication, that kind of stuff, that's what I do.
Gotcha. And if people wanted to connect with you and find out more about you, where are some of the best spots to find you online?
I have a Facebook group. Which is really cool. Unstoppable Musicians and Actors. I changed the name recently because I'm like, I don't want to just work with musicians and actors. I want the ones that will do the work.
Sure.
No matter what comes up, you're unstoppable. You're doing this. So Unstoppable Musicians and Actors on Facebook. A quick link would be dianefoy.com/Facebook. We'll take you there.
Cool.
Look it up. But I have a Facebook group. On social media, Instagram, I'm Diane Foy PR, and my website's dianefoy.com, and singdanceactthrive.com. Add a /freebie to that, and you get my free download.
Amazing. And that's also where they can find the podcast and listen to all your chats with different artists and really delving into their journeys and pulling out all the nuggets and tidbits from them.
Yeah, I just did an episode just by myself answering the most common questions that I get. Cool. So that's out today.
Amazing. Amazing. Is there one, I'm going to be really, really sneaky, is there one like of the most common questions that you can share with us to finish off here?
Questions. It was a lot of what we talked about of like what to post.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and a bit of repurposing. Like how to repurpose content. So you don't have to figure out something completely different to post on your feed, to post on Facebook, to post on, you know, where all these different places. You want to, maybe you go live on Facebook. You tell this great story of whatever it is that you came up with to share with your audience. Then edit just a little bit of that and put it in your stories.
Sure.
And take a picture and tell some of the story in a post on feed. Maybe you take the transcript and make it a blog post. then maybe you post something or send to your email list a bit of it and send them to the original video. So there's ways of repurposing content and then also not posting it all at the same time. So I give some tips about that as well.
Amazing. Also, when that came out today?
Yeah.
I'll make sure I put a link out to that. Great. Well, Diane, listen, it's been really good chatting to you and sharing some of the little nuggets of wisdom here. I will leave you to enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll take it from there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure.